Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to besteverhow.com.
The belief here is that happiness could be obtained without the need for material possessions or luxuries. In other words, the focus was on ethical and moral well-being, self-control, and knowledge.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Got a very exciting episode for you today. What we're talking about is how to create lifestyle design. We're going to talk a bit about pain and pleasure. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money. Please seek licensed financial advice. With that top of mind, I have touched on this topic throughout the episodes, but never really taken the time to make a full episode on what exactly lifestyle design is and how to implement it. So that's what we're doing today. So lifestyle design is pretty much what it sounds like. It's the ability to design your optimal lifestyle. And one of the best ways I've found to do this is by utilizing passive income. Now, most of us have active income of some sort. You might have a job, you might have a career, you might be self-employed, you might be a consultant, but passive income is generated from your investments. And passive income simply means not having material participation in the business in which you're investing in. So some practical examples would be holding stocks in a brokerage account, investing in real estate private placements, maybe investing in other private equity like a debt fund that pays you a monthly cash flow distribution, and so on. So as humans, we're looking to do two things, generally speaking. That's either move toward pleasure or to eliminate or avoid pain. So I want to walk you through a really simple, quick, three-step process on how to do exactly that, which is also known as creating lifestyle design. So step number one, you want to make a T-chart on a piece of paper of your pains and pleasures that you're seeking. Number two, you want to find out how much capital you have to invest. And number three, you want to invest in passive income producing assets so that you can use this additional capital to elevate your lifestyle. Now, a quick side note that most people are stocking their cash away for retirement in accounts they're not going to be able to touch for decades on end, potentially. And while there's nothing wrong with that strategy per se, it often results in a lifestyle that's not optimal for you. And it also requires a lot of sacrifice in regard to having pain points for decades on end that you may not otherwise be able to address until retirement. So let's take a quick look at an example of someone who has an active income source and the ability to invest. In this example, we'll call him Robert, and we'll say that Robert begins by creating, step one, the T-chart of his pains and pleasures. And part of his pains are working in the yard, having to clean the house, and feeling a lot of stress at the end of the week when he leaves his job. On the pleasure side, we'll say that Robert enjoys going on bike rides on the weekends. He enjoys going out to dinner with friends and being able to socialize, and he enjoys playing golf as a sport. Step number two, Robert identifies that he has about $300,000 to invest in total when he looks at his entire portfolio and all the accounts he has. And step number three, he decides to invest at least partially for passive income in his overall portfolio. So those are the three steps in recap. Now let's look at what Robert could potentially do if he chose to do it with his investments. Robert could theoretically diversify his $300,000 into six different investments that are all cash flowing and passive income focused. We'll say that his average annualized return on investment or yield is about 8%. So if we run the math, that's $2,000 per month in additional income. And it's income Robert doesn't need to survive on a monthly basis because remember, he has an active income source or a job that's paying for his lifestyle expenses right now.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about.
Ever wonder how much of your personal data is out there on the internet for anyone to see? The answer is more than you think. Government records, social media posts, even your self-reported info, it's all being compiled by data brokers and sold to the highest bidders online. Anyone on the web can get your private details. This can lead to a higher risk of identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. I hate those spam calls. Well, I recently found a solution, and this is a new service called Delete Me. When I registered with Delete Me, they reviewed nearly 1,500 online listings and found more than 40 data brokers that had my personal info, my address, social security number, even info about my relatives. It's creepy stuff. Right at this moment, Delete Me is working to remove my information from those listings so I can take back control of my personal info and have a peace of mind I deserve and you deserve. Delete Me is on a mission to safeguard your privacy, and right now you can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Joe. Use promo code Joe. Only way to get your 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Joe. Enter promo code Joe at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Joe. Promo code Joe. Stay safe out there.
Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
So as we move on to Robert's T-chart, we can start with he doesn't like doing yard work. So what he could do is hire a landscaping company for, let's say, $300 per month to maintain his yard and his lawn. He also doesn't like cleaning the house, so he could hire a house cleaning service, either a person or a company, for maybe $400 per month, let's say. And in regard to feeling stress at the end of the work week, we'll say Robert sets himself up with a massage every Friday after work so that he can unwind peacefully into the weekend, and we'll put a dollar amount of $400 for that. Now, in regard to Robert's pleasures, he enjoys going on long bike rides. Now, thankfully, that's not a very expensive hobby to have aside from purchasing a bike and equipment. But let's say he still has gas and travel costs and things like that. So he could allocate, we'll call it $200 a month towards that hobby. The second thing is going out to dinner with friends, which can be expensive, but he could also allocate, let's call it $400 a month towards that line item. And last, he enjoys playing golf as a hobby, so he could allocate an additional $300 per month towards that line item as well. So all of that would be encompassed in that additional $2,000 a month in passive income. And he could start to have a better quality of life today, not having to wait decades on end or wait until he's in his 60s or 70s. He can start to have the good life now. And the goal here is simply being able to do more of the things you love while outsourcing the things you don't. And by the way, this episode is dedicated to those with more of a Epicurean philosophy, which began with Epicurus in ancient Rome, nearly 300 BC, give or take. And the idea was that Epicurus would hold thoughts in his mind of pleasures, desires, and lifestyle with the belief that by doing so and by obtaining luxuries, this would lead to overall happiness and fulfillment. And on the flip side of this philosophy would be Stoicism, which was born around the same time, roughly 300 BC. But the focus here was not so much on luxuries and pleasures. It was just focusing on the basic life essentials like shelter, good health, friendship, and wisdom. The belief here is that happiness could be obtained without the need for material possessions or luxuries. In other words, the focus was on ethical and moral well-being, self-control, and knowledge. Now, I don't know what philosophy you happen to subscribe to, whether you're more Epicurean or Stoicism or somewhere in between, but frankly, it doesn't matter because there's no right or wrong way to do passive income. The goal is to elevate your life and live the best life that you can live. We as humans are always looking to avoid pain or move towards pleasure. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. I hope this short episode was helpful to you. If you ever want to connect, reach out to me on social media at Passive Investor Tips or Travis Watts. Be happy to be a resource. Like, share, subscribe, share these episodes with anyone you think could find value. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, have a best ever week, everyone.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.